Here to deliver your Wednesday edition of CNN 10, I'm Carl Azus. Hope things are going well for you. It's been raining at the CNN Center, and it's supposed to be for most of the week. But that is nothing compared to what the United Kingdom has been dealing with. A storm named Dennis has been battering the islands for days, bringing tremendous amounts of rain to some parts of the UK. This isn't just a case of cloudy with a chance of showers. Dennis is considered a bomb cyclone, a very intense system with hurricane-force winds. And it's caused severe flooding in some areas of the country. It's triggered landslides. It's canceled or delayed hundreds of flights. And it's dropped more than 6 inches of rain on some regions in a very short amount of time. Authorities have had to evacuate people from their homes and put them in emergency shelters in South Wales, one of the places hit hard by Dennis. And a ghost ship that's been floating around the Atlantic for more than a year was washed ashore in Southern Ireland last weekend. The U.S. Coast Guard had rescued its 10 crew members in another part of the Atlantic in 2018. The storm Dennis is believed to have carried it across the ocean. What makes this system so powerful and gives it the name bomb cyclone is a process called bombogenesis. It occurs when a storm's air pressure drops 24 millibars in 24 hours. And generally speaking, the lower the pressure, the stronger the storm. According to weather historians cited by weather.com, Dennis is the second strongest storm this region has seen since record-keeping began more than 150 years ago. And it had bad timing, too, because another storm had hit this part of the world days before Dennis arrived. So the ground was already soaked with rain, likely making the flooding caused by Dennis even worse.